Today's story is The Mysterious Robbers. The squirrels were a big part of what made going to the mountains fun for Marshall, Billy, and their sister Susan. The squirrels always watched the cabin closely. Today, they seemed to know that the Smith family had arrived. The Smith family watched with interest as they finished eating their breakfast.
Look, one squirrel is running up the steps. Now he's running along the porch railing. Where is he going?
Why, he's just looking in at us, trying to make friends.
Yes, they just think we're going to give him some nuts.
I think somebody has been feeding them peanuts.
Well, I did bring a big sack of walnuts to crack up here and take home. We could give them some of them.
Later, their father cracked walnuts while Mother baked cookies. The squirrels kept coming. The children enjoyed putting a walnut or two on the porch railing and watching the squirrels climb the steps for them. The squirrels came from all over, dozens of them at a time. When it was time to leave for home, Mr. Smith left a box on the porch, still containing more nuts than they could use. A few days later, a kind neighbor who kept an eye on the cabin phoned.
Mr. Smith, something strange has happened at your cabin. It looks like someone has broken in. We found the screen on the porch torn open.
When they went up to investigate the cabin and saw the ripped screen, the children were sure it looked bad. But their father just doubled up laughing.
Those robbers are destructive, all right, and a nuisance, but not the kind who carry guns. This is what they were after. I forgot to take this box home. It was the squirrels after these nuts. Our friendly squirrels seemed cute at first. They did have strong wills and persisted until they got what they wanted, though. And they'll take over if they have the chance. You just have to keep temptation away from them.
Many times we are like those squirrels. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We have all wanted our own way. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on his Son the sins of us all, the Bible tells us. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. God loves you. He loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I hope you'll receive him into your heart today.